Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. There will be a vigil at Michigan State University today for the three students shot to death on Monday. Four of the five injured are still in critical condition. Jason Bigson was working in a campus cafeteria when shots rang out.
I thought of my coworkers and I was like, oh my God, like they're still in the kitchen. So I was like, wanted to go back, but then a student grabbed me and he was like, dude, no.
Investigators are still working on a motive. A vigil in Parkland, Florida, marked 5 years since a former student shot and killed 17 people at Stoneman Douglas High School. Richard Luxmung and his son were both there last night.
The lives that were lost will never be forgotten.
Fears are subsiding over those mystery objects over the U.S. and Canada. Correspondent Cammie McCormick.
Questions remain about the three latest objects shot down. So far, officials say they have no indication they were part of a bigger surveillance operation by China. They might have been research balloons, though no one has come forward to claim them.
CBS News has learned U.S. intelligence had an eye on the Chinese spy balloon shot down off South Carolina since it lifted off near China's south coast almost a week before it entered American airspace. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine says Norfolk Southern Railroad is the one responsible for that toxic derailment that created a public health hazard in East Palestine.
Congress needs to take a look at how these things are handled. We should know when we have trains carrying hazardous material that are going through the state of Ohio.
DeWine says the company will pay for cleanup or the state will sue. State health officials are urging locals to drink bottled water until test results are in. 222 hours after the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria, another survivor was pulled from the rubble today, this time a 42-year-old woman. The International Red Cross, Martin Schwepp, says a UN convoy has finally been allowed to enter a rebel-held region of Syria from Turkey.
This is a population that has already endured a lot of hardship, that has already been fragile, that has already been destabilized.
The death toll from the quakes has topped 41,000. More states are banning gender-affirming care for trans kids. Here's CBS's Allison Keyes.
South Dakota's governor signed a bill blocking both surgical and non-surgical gender-affirming treatments, becoming the second state this year to ban such care for those under 18. This as Tennessee's Republican-controlled Senate approved a similar ban, putting it on a fast track to passage.
Finally, a winner has come forward to claim the largest jackpot payout in U.S. lottery history, offered up 3 months ago. Edwin Castro chose not to appear at a news conference, but did say he's shocked and ecstatic. Castro bought the winning ticket worth more than $2 billion at Joe's Service Center in Altadena, California. This is CBS News.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Governor Evers wants to boost public schools funding by a little more than $2.5 billion. The governor's full budget proposal is released tonight. It would lift revenue limits and increase money for special education and mental health services. Evers also wants to provide breakfast and lunch at school for all students. Republicans who control the legislature's Joint Finance Committee will spend the weeks and months ahead likely changing the governor's proposals by quite a bit. The woman accused of killing and dismembering a man in Green Bay last year is causing more trouble. At a court hearing yesterday, Taylor Shabusiness elbowed her lawyer in the head. A bailiff tackled Shabusiness and they scuffled until she was handcuffed. Yesterday's hearing was to determine if she's competent to stand trial. It's been rescheduled. In sports, the Bucks beat the Celtics in overtime last night. The Badgers beat Michigan. Tonight, Marquette hosts Xavier. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Wisconsin's spring primary election is Tuesday, February 21st, and your local Civic Media radio station will be tracking the results.
Special live coverage starts at 7 p.m., and News Director Terry Bell with a team of political experts will be following which candidates, both local and in the state Supreme Court race, move on to April.
Spring primary election coverage live Tuesday, February 21st, starting at 7, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. We talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And, you know, we're in mid-February, and, you know, we can get any kind of weather. And, you know, so in the next, well, between today and tomorrow, we're going to wind up with anywhere between 3 to 5 inches of snow in many parts of the listening audience. And for some of you, you'll be celebrating. For people like me, I'll be crying in my tea. You know, I'm not, I've had a little taste of spring. For me, spring is already sprung, and I'm ready to go. I'm certainly not ready for, you know, more snow. And I do. Trust me, I'm not unmindful of the fact that there are many people who love the cold weather and the snow and the ice and all of those things. But for me, hey, man, bring the spring on. And even if we get 3 to 6 inches of snow, we know it's not going to last long. And because normally this time of year, there are layers and layers of ice that have formed because of, you know, the cold weather and the snow that has generally accumulated on the ground since sometimes November and December. And it takes a much longer time for that to thaw out, and spring is generally later coming in the state of Wisconsin than it is other places. But for those of us here in Waukesha and Milwaukee and other places, there's no snow on the ground, no ice, which means an early spring, any way you cut it. No crocodile tears for me, as the weather continues to change, because even the snow that we're going to be getting in the next couple of days, we're going back to 40 degrees right after the snow. So, you know, any way it goes, it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful an early spring. But here's what I want to get into. How many times have you heard me talking about nursing homes? And I know that many in my listening audience, including me, are going to be, you know, looking at that as a part of our future. It's the reality of the aging process. And unless we are fortunate enough to have loved ones who will take care of us, which is a tall order, I don't expect my sons, who are in their 40s right now, to have to bother with taking care of me once the aging process gets to a point where I can't, basically my wife and I can't live on our own. That's the whole purpose of, you know, this, the nursing homes and assisted living and all of those things. And I'm not the kind of guy who is going to be wealthy enough to go to an assisted living place where there's a doctor on call and where there's just, you know, a apartment type living spaces where you are not housed with a bunch of people like who I'm going to be if I'm blessed enough to live long enough to get to that point. And so we have all of these places that warehouse. And I don't know any other way to put it. If you know me, I'm going to call it straight. They warehouse the elderly, people who have basically outlived our usefulness in this world and in this society. And as we approach the latter years of our lives, there are places called nursing homes that aren't regulated the way they should be. And so we see people suffer in those nursing homes. We've seen our loved ones, our grandparents, our parents, in the latter years of their lives go through horrendous treatment. You know, the kennels do a better job of taking care of animals, of dogs, than they do in nursing homes taking care of human beings. It is a sad commentary on our country that's been going on a long time. And as they are ramping up, building more and more nursing homes to warehouse the baby boomers, make no mistake about it, there's gold in them thar hills. And so people are aware in business that it's good business to build these facilities that are going to warehouse us in our final years. Now, President Joe Biden, to his credit, you always hear all of this negative talk about President Joe Biden, and even those on the right who want to constantly talk about Joe Biden, Joe Biden, Joe Biden. But I don't care whether you're a Republican or a Democrat. Joe Biden is talking about the right things. What am I talking about? Well, so Joe Biden is asking the question, who owns the nursing homes? Who owns your mom's nursing home? Joe Biden wants to know. And I will say this. Why is it that Joe Biden is asking? What about all the people before him? If there's a secret to who owns these nursing homes, why hasn't that been an issue before? I watch my mom and my dad in their final stages of life in those nursing homes. They, like me, could not afford assisted living. Whether living in the final years of life are made more comfortable. Because in this society, money is the god. And so if you don't have it, then there's a different way that we are treated. That's what happens in a capitalistic society. So why is Joe Biden and his administration asking questions and wants more transparency about who owns and manages nursing homes? Shouldn't all of us be privy to that information? You know, whether you live in Eagle, or whether you live in Waukesha, or whether you live in Milwaukee, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're Democrat, whether you're Republican, whether you're Christian, whether you're Muslim, none of those things matter. It is, it is the right thing to do for us to know who owns these places that are going to be warehousing us, some of us in a shorter period of time than others. So the Health and Human Services officials on yesterday started asking questions. The questions that should have been asked after all of those people who died in nursing homes after COVID. I remember. I wonder how many of you remember. My dad was one of those who died from COVID in the nursing home, and we couldn't get any information as we tried to find out what was going on. So again, I don't care whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. Shouldn't you be concerned, or shouldn't we be concerned about who owns these nursing homes? And the question is, why don't we know? What pile of tricksters are covering this up? We know why, and I said pile of tricksters, because what else is it when we know and when they know that people who are profiteering behind the warehousing of the elderly and not taking care of them properly, and those elected officials are aware of it and yet protect those businesses that do that? How is that beneficial to the average American? It is not. And so President Biden and his administration, to their credit, are digging into who is behind this, who owns these facilities, why the regulations are so lax in those facilities, and who has bought access to you and I as we age. Yeah, listen, there is a profit motive on your and my scalp as we age. There's some 15,500 nursing homes enrolled in Medicare or Medicaid. So, you know, there's money to be made. And so my thing is, so if that many people, that many facilities are connected to Medicare, then we should know everything that's going on in those facilities, because it's our tax dollars that funds Medicare. Our phone lines are open as always at 844-967-2789. Listen, I mean, you know, you know how it is on this show. We're not going to, you know, pussyfoot. Today is my beginning of my second year at 540 AM WAUK. And we're going to go into year number two, just like we went into year number one. 844-967-2789. Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underly said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until midnight Friday morning. Cloudy today with a high of 45. Westerly winds 20 to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, lows around 26. Snow showers likely. Tomorrow, 28. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
To the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I was talking about President Joe Biden and his administration, who has asking the question, who owns your mom's nursing home? And the Biden administration wants to know. It's amazing to me that our government is not aware of who owns these places. And let me do this before we go to the phone lines. How would it work? Some 15,500 nursing homes enrolled in Medicare or Medicaid would have to disclose whether the direct or indirect owners of a facility are private equity companies or real estate investment trusts. And that's what's at the root of why the treatment in nursing homes are so horrible is because real estate investment companies and private equity firms are at the root of who owns the nursing homes. And so it's clear why they are there. They are there for profit. Let's go to the phone lines and Al. Hey, Al, how you doing, man? Thank you very much for the call.
Good morning. One of the things that you haven't mentioned yet is the eligibility to get into the nursing home. And one of those things is they must sign over all property.
Their PIP, yes.
All property, their homes, their and any other assets they have,
their pensions,
including Social Security,
and their pensions,
in order to get in the nursing home. And then you, when you compare that to life expectancy at the point that they go in, is only going to be a year or two. The people are making a ton of money in a short period of time because when the person passes, they do not have to return any of that money to the family or to anyone else.
You know, Al.
Hello?
Al, I never thought about that, but you are absolutely correct. I mean, my father had a pension. He had Social Security. He had to turn, they took his pension, his Social Security, and didn't get any additional treatment, and every resource that he had, they took. Al, did we lose you? Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead, Al. Go ahead.
No, I said that includes us veterans, because when a person who is a veteran has benefits, they take that too. And many of them can be treated at the VA hospitals, but a lot of them cannot be. And any assets that they have to be turned over to the nursing home in order for them to treat the people and or house them. And that's the ridiculous part, because nothing goes back to the family.
You know, Al, and we know, those of us who have witnessed our loved ones in those places, that's where we're going to wind up. And what I don't understand is why, the more I talk about this, it's almost like people listening don't want to think about this, right? They don't want to know or realize. They do realize, but they don't want to think about what the future holds. And I don't understand that, because we should have been fighting for our loved ones who went through that. And now that our loved ones are gone, we certainly should be fighting for people who are in there now, as well as those of us who are soon to be there. This should be a priority fight for
elders. There should be additional family planning, to the point where you don't need the nursing home. Just like we plan for marriage and having children and raising children,
retirement.
We also have to plan for the demise of our loved ones who took care of us,
right,
from the time of our birth up until our adulthood. Don't we owe them something?
So,
I mean, if it's humanly possible, you should be training family members to be able to provide services and to provide housing for your family.
So Al,
you don't need the nursing home.
So, Al, it's a great question. And I want to pose that to the listening audience, because, you know, it's more than a notion, Al, to take care of your loved one as they become incapacitated. And there is a skill level to that. I mean, even with my mom, you know, even though there were so many of us, my youngest brother was a registered nurse. He could bathe my mom. He could do things that I could never do. But he was a registered nurse. He's trained to do that. There certainly, Al, is a skill level involved with taking care of people as they age. Hey, Al, can you hang on a second?
Yes, go ahead.
All right, listen, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, because I want to explore this a little more. Got some other things to talk about, but this right now is one of the most important things. We'll be right back.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk, from Butler to Windlake. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Officials have identified the three Michigan State students killed in a gun rampage Monday. CBS's Erica Mokay.
Junior Ariel Anderson, an aspiring pediatrician. Sophomore Brian Frazier, president of his fraternity. And junior Alexandria Werner, an athlete whose positivity changed lives.
Vigil will be held on campus today. About the ongoing mystery in the sky above the U.S. and Canada, correspondent Nancy Cordes.
Three objects shot down this weekend may have been harmless research balloons. That's now a leading theory for the intelligence community.
They're in very difficult terrain.
They won't know for sure until they find the debris.
Parts of Turkey and Syria face an acute homelessness crisis more than a week after the earthquakes that have killed more than 41,000 people. Syria's ambassador to the U.N., Bassam al-Sabag.
This humanitarian aid should be distributed to all Syrians who need it.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. A Milwaukee Bucks executive is making a new move politically. Alex Lazary ran an unsuccessful campaign for a Democratic U.S. Senate nomination last year. Now he's forming Next Wisconsin. The Political Action Committee is investing in races for mayoral and county executive positions across the state, including mayoral races in Racine, Green Bay, and Stevens Point. Snowmobile trails across most of the southern and central part of Wisconsin shut down yesterday because of worsening conditions. Langlade and Marathon County trails closed on Tuesday. Only one trail remains open in Lincoln County. There are still some open trails in the northern counties. Trails in southern and central Wisconsin may reopen if there's enough snow in the coming days and weeks. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then, you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out. Because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I asked what kind of family she wanted. She said, a family like yours.
Learn more about adopting a teen at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
It's 844-967-2789 to text us at that same number. And shedding some light on who owns the nursing homes and why that's important. You know, now if the and before we go back to the phone lines are now. In a call with reporters Monday, officials emphasized the administration's commitment to strongly enforce future regulations, saying they would consider kicking nursing homes out of federal programs for breaking the rules. You want to be a part of Medicare and perhaps the Medicaid system? Health and Human Services Secretary Xavier Becerra said, you've got to abide by information requests that are made to you. You know, it's almost as if the government, the Health and Human Services, is at, you know, the whim of the people who own these facilities. It's almost like the government doesn't have the power to make these people do what's right. And that's because many of the elected officials, both Democrat and Republican, who represent you and I, are controlled and owned by these entities. Come on. You know, I understand. I'm not ignorant. I understand that what money does and the impact that it has in this society. But for heaven's sakes, from birth to the grave, money controls it all. And that's just not right. And we got to change that. Al, you were saying before we went to break, my friend.
Well, I was talking about the cost of the eligibility to get in the nursing home. But you raised another point, and that is when you say who owns these facilities, most of these facilities are owned by real estate companies.
Yes.
And or religious organizations, and they're not accountable to the public about the income nor how, you know, what the services that they provide with the money that they get. And as I said, and by the time a person gets to a nursing home, their life expectancy is so short, for the amount of money that they're paying in, they'll never get enough service to compensate. But none of their resources that were turned over to these places come back to the family. And that's why I'm saying that years ago I was an insurance broker, and we had financial planning for these situations where you could purchase the proper kind of insurance that provides the funding to make sure that you had money available to be able to offset these costs, and the family could get trained to a point where you don't have to go to a nursing home. The family could have people trained internally and be able to provide services and keep you at home. I helped my wife take care of her father and mother before their demise in my home. And we had visiting nurses and others coming in, but that was all paid through insurance.
Right.
And these are financial plans that can be made. There are things that can be done, but the point is we should not hold ourselves hostage to the nursing homes and plan on that the only way to go.
So, Al,
because there isn't.
So I would say this, and for those who are fortunate enough and visionary enough and skilled enough to be able to do what you and your wife did, and then that's beautiful, man. That's great. But we do know that that's the exception, it's not the rule. And so the nursing homes that are springing up and that are there, as I said earlier, that are being built right now, the regulations need to be there. They need to be firmly enforced. Especially, Al, when Social Security, when the government, you know, money is being spent. And so
that's correct. The other part of that, excuse me for cutting you off, but the other part of that is these people keep harping on cutting Social Security. Social Security is not a give me.
I know.
Social Security is money that people have earned and put into this fund so that when they get to a point where they can't work anymore, that they get some assistance. And that's their money. This is not something that the government is giving them out of taxpayers' dollars. They earn that money. And with these idiots talking about cutting Social Security and Medicare, we paid for that. And they don't have a right to be able to cut that or do anything with it because it doesn't belong to the government. And when you talk about the people representing us, they're not representing us. We voted for people to go into office to represent us, but they're not representing us. They're representing dollar bills.
Well, yeah, Al, we know they're not representing you and I because we don't hold them accountable once we elect them. I don't care if it's in your local government or on a national level. It's the same thing. And as long as people marshal the forces to get people to go out and vote, even at 18 years old, they strike up the band and a chicken in every pot. We got to get out and vote, get out and vote. And people get out and vote. And then they don't follow what the person that they put in office is doing. And so,
Earl, I've been in the city of Milwaukee for over 55 years, and I vote in every election, but not one politician has ever come to me and asked what I think or what I want done or what have you. So how are you saying you're representing me if you never ask my opinion
about anything? So I will say this. I'm not talking about the individual. I'm talking about the system that says this is a representative government, right? And that these people are supposed to represent you and I. And if we can't get them to represent us in our local municipalities, how can we possibly get them to represent us on a national scale? And this is a prime example.
On
any scale. And this is a prime example, Al, when we're talking about these nursing homes. And I'm not going to ever stop talking about them. And we need more people to organize and rally around it because, again, far too many of us are going to be impacted by this. We've already been impacted by it with our loved ones. And now, you know, it's only a matter of time before the evil consequences of time call us into that reality. So, yeah.
So that's one of the reasons that Biden and them are dealing with
yes.
this is because people are talking about they're too old to be in office. The idea is having your seniors be our leaders because they have survived through all of these things and they have knowledge that the younger people don't have.
So, Al,
we have to take care of our elderly, of which I am one.
Well, you know, Al, you know, you and I, on the same page, you know, when you reach a certain age in this society, they don't want to hear anything you have to say because you are old, and old means you don't know anything, and whatever it is you knew doesn't matter because it's a whole new world, and so the way you old people used to look at it, that time is long since passed. And it's only in our nation, Al, and you've traveled all over the world, but it's only in this country that they dismiss the elderly and push us off into, you know, oblivion because we've outlived our usefulness according to far too many young people. And
I agree, but, you know that we had Valentine's Day the other day. I really don't even know how that was created or what it was for. The point is, in Japan, they have a holiday just for the elderly. It's a national celebration in Japan for people who are 60 and older, where the whole nation is giving respect to their elders. That's something that we need to be looking at here instead of all these other frivolous holidays that have nothing to do with anything other than spending money.
You know, Al, it's why I always love talking to you, man, because, you know, you call it straight. Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you very much for the call. You know, and and all of these things, and the points that Al has made, you've got right now, you know, again, Republicans talking about cutting back on Social Security and Medicare. Well, we got to balance the budget. We want to balance the budget in the next 10 years. Well, it's easy to figure out how to balance the budget. You know, anybody with common sense knows where more money is being spent than should be spent. If you want to balance the budget, all you have to do is look at military spending and say, hey, wait a minute. So we spend almost $1 trillion a year on military spending. Again, more than the top 10 nations combined. If you want to balance the budget, look there. Come on. Look there. That's where you start. But they don't have the courage. Neither Democrats or Republicans have the courage to say this is the best place to go to balance the budget. What's out of whack is not Social Security and Medicare. What's out of whack is military spending. But who's going to say that? Who has the courage to say that? Because a budget, a military spending that has not balanced this budget ever. And all the times that they've attempted to what's the word I'm looking for? And it's not investigate, but you guys know what I'm talking about. How much of the money has been spent and where it's going? They have not been able to do that, right? To be able to find out where all this money goes. And yet, even in the face of that, we don't open our mouths. You know, we're afraid to open our mouths. But cut Social Security and Medicare, yeah. Yeah, we'd rather see that happen than all those corporations, military, Boeing and all the others, that building all these weapons and making all this money and lighting their cigars with $100 bills. You know, $100 cigars with $100 bills, that's okay. And as long as we aren't willing to push back on that, that's going to continue. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. Are you out there? Are you alive? All right, we'll be right back.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Telling my girls about my Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard.
But Mom's early detection gave us time to make a plan.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. A winter storm watch begins at 3 a.m. early tomorrow morning and continues until midnight Friday morning. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 45. Winds out of the west, 20 to 25 miles an hour. Lows around 26. Tonight, overcast. Snow showers likely at times. Tomorrow, 28. 5 to 10 inches of snow tomorrow through tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 37 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And it's kind of hard to even imagine that I'm thinking this or others are thinking this. But, you know, it looks as though we all thought maybe the demise of Donald Trump was you know, imminent. And everything that we've seen over the last several years and all the information that's come out on Donald Trump, you would think that his epitaph was imminent. But now, yeah, there are Republicans who have been around a while who are so concerned and worried that Donald Trump may still win the nomination for the presidency of the United States. We want to talk about a Teflon man. You want to talk about a person who really is amazing. To think that any person who has the baggage that Donald Trump carries around with him every day could even possibly be considered a favorite to wind up as the 2024 GOP nominee. Listen, Donald Trump won one, he lost two. So, you know, that we're not talking about a guy who hasn't experienced losses in his political career. He's lost more than he's won. But how can it be possible? How can it be conceivable that people who still support him, I mean, you look at him, he's a train wreck. Man. Everything, a person who's being sued at every turn. Oh, woe is me. Everybody's after me. I've done everything that I could. I'm the great Wizard of Oz. I'm Donald Trump. And I'm aware, and you hear what comes out of his mouth. Garbage. Nothing coherent comes out of his mouth ever. And yet still 30 to 35% of Americans still support him. Why? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Would you let your son or your grandchild hang around with a kid like Donald Trump? Come on. You would tell your grandchild or your son, hey, son, get away from him. Can you imagine hanging out with a young Donald Trump? He's probably been the way he is all of his life. And his friends from school, the parents say, hey, get away from him. And yet he's still that same guy, a bull in a china shop, and all the things that he's done, and all he ever talks about is, woe is me, poor me. Look at what happened to me. And yet 35% of you still think there's something engaging about him. What is it? What is going on in your dome that you can't discern that this man is really got some serious psychological issues? And why would you even put him, and why would you even put him and give him an opportunity to even, you know, maybe become the president of the United States again? Let's bring my friend CJ on quickly. Hey, CJ, can you explain it to me quickly? We want to
really zero.
What's that?
Yeah, well, people miss what he had in place. But, you know, we're going to have our first woman president with Nikki Haley. But we've got some great candidates. We're going to have some great candidates. We believe in a primary. And we don't want to be in a third world war. This president right now has a disaster for our country. You can laugh. Russia didn't invade Ukraine when President Trump was in office. China wasn't threatening. North Korea wasn't threatening. Iran, we didn't have Russia sitting at the table for us trying to resolve an arms situation with Iran.
His personal life is a wreck. You would agree with that, right? Would you attest to that?
I think he's happy.
As
a leader of our country, do you care if any, you know, you and Sandy preached that this Hunter thing was fake. We've proven that it's true now. Do you care if the president is the big guy?
What do you mean the big guy? Hey, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. man, the man's life is a wreck. And so anybody's life that is in the condition of Donald Trump's life, why would we think that it makes sense to put that man back in office when he can't even take care of his own life? Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
You You wash your hands, you brush your teeth, but how do you clean your nose? With Navage. Navage uses powered suction to pull saline in one nostril, around the back of the nose, and out the other nostril, flushing out allergens, mucus, and germs. And it's why cleaning your nose, the body's air filter, is the next evolution in daily personal hygiene. Navage helps you breathe better, sleep deeper, and snore less, but the biggest payoff is improved health. At Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, Target, and online. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, clean nose, healthy life.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
That dog does not want to be petted.
Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. Take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.